All right. Well, grace and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The term itself is relatively recent, but the idea of it has been around for as long as there's been theater. Up on the stage of any production, the set has three walls. More or less. There's the back of the stage and each of the sides. Stage right and stage left, or stage right and stage left. Either way. And these three walls help to define and empower and guide the action that's happening on the stage. But then there's a fourth wall. It's an imaginary barrier at the front of the stage. In 1758, Denis Diderot, a French intellectual writing in the midst of the Age of Enlightenment, wrote a direction for actors. He said, imagine a huge wall across the front of the stage, separating you from the audience, and behave exactly as if the curtain had never risen. That there's this barrier between the stage, between the actors and the audience. And everyone up on the stage should act just as if no one else is there. The idea was this tool or technique to help the actors. By ignoring the audience, they would more closely imitate reality. Or at least, that was the idea. It was also a helpful tool, I imagine, in overcoming stage fright. Don't think about the audience. Don't think about them. Don't think about everyone else. It's just you and it's just me, and we're the only two people here. Let's go. Give me your line. It's just us. Just us. Hiding behind the fourth wall. Stanislavski, that's pretty close. You got to be impressed. Anyway, the Russian actor and director of the early 20th century, he called this the public solitude, this fourth wall. It's an interesting and somewhat telling phrase, public solitude. He expressed it as the ability to behave privately while being observed. To be alone in public. There's a separation. There's isolation of the actors, but also of the audience. The audience is separated. The audience is isolated. This is true, except when the fourth wall is broken. This happens when one of the characters looks directly out at the audience and addresses the audience, sharing insights, asking for assistance, directly involving the audience in the action. In Greek dramas, the chorus, this group of actors, often kind of standing off to the side or in the background, the chorus would speak directly to the audience, explaining the action and helping the story to move forward. In Shakespeare's comedies, there was often one or two characters who would not simply address the audience, but often interact with the audience, direct them, improvise with the audience. They became intermediaries, providing a connection through that fourth wall. In silent movies, Charlie Chaplin would pause and look directly at the camera, directly at us, interacting with us. In the 1950s sitcom, The Burns and Allen Show, George Burns, with cigar in hand, would take a moment from time to time to reflect on the action of the story with us, the audience, breaking the fourth wall. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck would often talk to the audience, or the director, or the illustrator, sometimes even acknowledging the fact that they knew that they were, in fact, cartoons, and sharing that insight with us that we already knew. I mean, Bugs Bunny's a cartoon. I'm sorry to burst anyone's bubble there. The most outstanding recent example of breaking the fourth wall is found in the Deadpool movies. The Marvel superhero makes repeated, almost constant, tongue-in-cheek references to the fact that he is aware that his character is in a movie, interacting with us, the audience, through this shared insight, breaking the fourth wall. Breaking this thing that separates us, breaking this thing that isolates. There are stories in Scripture that are set almost like a play. You can easily see it in today's gospel reading, in Matthew 14. The setting is laid out for us, almost like a Greek chorus laying it out for us. When Jesus heard about the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew to a deserted place. That's the setting right there. He got out of his boat. He climbed up on the stage. And the crowds, when they figured out where he had gone, they followed and they gathered around him, almost like an audience in an amphitheater. You can picture it there. And they came up to him one by one, two by two, or three by three. They came up to Jesus where he listened and they spoke and they shared that time together, that moment on the stage together. By evening, the disciples finally figured out where Jesus had gone. And they, the other actors, they went up to Jesus. They entered the scene. And they tell Jesus, it's late. The show's over. Send the audience home. Jesus says, no. No. It's not done. You feed them. You interact with them. You break the fourth wall. Go out. Remove the isolation. Let them be a part of this. The five loaves and the two fish are a beautiful metaphor. And certainly the people had grumbly tummies. Certainly they were hungry. Most of them probably hadn't eaten since midday or even earlier. But that's not the hunger that motivated them. That's not what caused them to walk out to a deserted place, far from anywhere. They had a deeper hunger, a greater hunger, to be included. A greater hunger to be seen. It's Stanislavski's term, public solitude. But it's not on stage, it's life. It's actual everyday life. To live alone in public is a hunger that everyone carries from time to time. An invisible fourth wall isolating us. Christ sees it. Christ acknowledges it. And Christ breaks it. The fourth wall is a staging technique for actors The idea is to encourage a realistic performance. Ironically, the greater realism comes about when the fourth wall is broken, when the separation and isolation is removed, and we are not simply allowed, but we are invited to come in. The children's programmer, Mr. Rogers, he lived his show in a broken fourth wall. He began every episode by inviting us in. Hello, neighbor. Jesus breaks the walls of separation and isolation again and again and again. As he's in this deserted place, surrounded by people who feel isolated and alone, whose hunger to be included has brought them out to this deserted place, Jesus breaks the fourth wall and says, go out to them. They're a part of this. He says that to us as well, again and again and again. You are a part of this. And the most outstanding example of that is here at the table, where Jesus took the bread and takes the wine and says to us, come and eat, breaking through that fourth wall. Come and eat. You are a part of this. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.